Big Country 1029. I'm Susan. I've got a special guest on the phone with me now, and I like to highlight independent artists whenever I get the chance, and that's exactly what Josh Martin is. Hi, Josh. Thanks so much for taking some time out to talk to us tonight.
Hey, Susan. Thank you so much for having us on. I always love coming up to your part of the country, and it's so beautiful. Can't wait to get up there in a few weeks.
And your part of the country is beautiful as well. Now, are you still located in Kentucky? I know that's where your roots are.
I'm not, but I found a part of Tennessee close to Nashville that really reminds me a lot of Kentucky. So I've got that going for me.
So give us a little background on yourself. What were some of your musical influences? How did you decide that country music's where you wanted to go?
I grew up, of course, playing bluegrass music in the hills of Kentucky and listening to, you know, guys like Bill Monroe and Ralph Stanley. Also, growing up in the 90s, you had the heyday of country music, and that was really when commercial radio started gaining way with everybody. And I mean, I listened to everything from bluegrass to country, you know, George Strait to rock and roll. I was a big Led Zeppelin fan back when I was younger, well versed in music, and started playing guitar and singing and songwriting. And once you dive into the songwriting world, there's really only one place in the country that you can make a living, and that's Nashville, Tennessee. So me and my wife packed up and moved south from Kentucky, and have been here for going on 10 years now. We love it.
I always wonder if it's easier for people that are from Kentucky or Tennessee or whatever originally to make their way through country music as opposed to somebody from a big city.
Having the southern drawl doesn't hurt at all, you know. I don't know anymore. You know, used to I would say it was easier, but anymore there's folks from everywhere that is really making big splashes in the country music world. It's changing every hour, I feel like, Susan.
I agree with you there. I mean, just in the last couple of years, myself, watching how people are getting their music out there and being heard, there's so many different outlets. It's crazy. And then you hear, oh, so-and-so released this 20-second clip on TikTok, and now they've got a million followers or whatever. How do you feel about all of that? Do you think that makes it easier or more difficult for people to break in?
Well, it definitely makes it easier for them to be seen. As far as monetizing that, you know, making a living out of it, I think you got to make it regimental. Every day, wake up and live and breathe it and just keep going. It helps having so easy to connect with people. But at the same time, I'm a person-to-person. You know, I love getting out at live shows, live events, and talking to people and meeting the people that are connecting to my music.
Of all of the social media outlets, which one's your favorite?
I graduated high school in 2007, and that was right when Facebook was taken off. And I really enjoyed at least the idea of what Facebook is about. They've made it kind of harder to reach people, you know, ironically enough. I still think that you can get on there and have a conversation on a thread. You can do a Facebook Live. You can post events. It's kind of the one-size-fits-all social platform.
And it's got to be hard, too, being an artist when there are so many different ways to share your music, to keep track of it all.
Oh, Lord, yeah. I get vertigo when I start thinking about that, you know.
You got to have people.
I would much rather just put it on a CD or a vinyl and sell it. But, yeah, this is the world we live in, Susan. I'm telling you.
Yes, indeed. Take us a little bit through your songwriting process, because you are a singer, songwriter, guitarist, and you got to start somewhere. Do you start with the music? Do you start with the words? How does it work for you?
That's a great question. And really, for me, it's been all over the map. Most of the time, though, I keep a lot of guitar melodies and hummed vocal melodies on my phone. I'll pull up one of those, and then, you know, most of the time when I hear them, something inspires me, whether it is something that I've read on the news or maybe something that we've been through recently out in the world. You get inspiration from living. If the idea marries with the melody and that, you're off to the races. I mean, really, it's just a matter of inspiration.
Let's talk about your new album, your latest album, I should say, Nothing Holding Me. Tell us a little bit about that. Is there a general theme that goes through it?
You know, that record, being from Eastern Kentucky, I moved down here in 2013 and dove head first into the songwriting, kind of exploring my past, where I wanted to go in the future. And this record is really like a representation of that. I've got stories of like my grandfather, you know, that he told me on there about having to go up to Detroit, Michigan and work on the I-75. And then I kind of somehow relate that to growing up today. I've always felt like history repeats. We all kind of experience the same problems with just different technology and different ways of processing it all. It's funny how strikingly similar the times we're living in are to what my grandparents' generation went through. The major theme across the record, and, you know, I explore, of course, you know, love and sorrow and all of those things on there, too. It was a fun record to get to make.
I have to tell you, there was a couple that I picked out, and I was like, oh, wow. Okay, one of them sounded like Working Man's PhD, but it's Country Boy's PhD. Was that a purposeful thing that you did there?
Yeah, it was. You know, the way I grew up, you know, we grew up with the wise men that really weren't educated, but they were still just so knowledgeful of how things operated. And that's kind of like tipping my hat to those guys that got out there every day and made the world spin, but at the same time, they figured out how it worked, you know, for them.
We are going to play Country Boy PhD, then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more. This is from the album Nothing Holding Me. It is Josh Martin on Big Country 102.9. That was Josh Martin from his latest album, Nothing Holding Me, with Country Boy PhD. Josh, can you tell me, okay, so you've been doing this for a while now. What has been your biggest oh wow career moment so far?
Wow, that's another good question, Susan. Jeez, you're loaded today. Well, you know, I guess the biggest thing that I've experienced in the industry was getting to work in the industry, actually. You know, when I'd been songwriting for a couple years and, you know, really meeting a lot of people that really loved what I did. And then I found myself working for Sony down in Nashville and writing songs for them and going out and playing shows and you know, trying to make the artist thing happen. And gosh, what an experience that was, you know, just getting to meet all these songwriters that wrote, like, the songs of your childhood, you know, like your soundtrack, they wrote it.
That's awesome.
I'm not talking just country music. I'm talking, you know, pop music. Just they're all there, and it was amazing to get to meet those guys and work with them and learn from them. So yeah, that was it.
Now, I'm sure working with all those guys, you must have gotten or picked up some advice along the way. What do you think the best advice you've gotten has been in your career?
It's going to sound cliche, but, you know, the best piece of advice that I've ever gotten is stay true to you. And that is that if you do that, I don't care what profession you're in, authenticity and you know, the genuine nature of what you're doing is going to bleed through, and people are going to find joy from that, and I think, anyway.
Well, that's what country music does best. I mean, being true to the person, to being true to telling the stories that are real.
Yep, that's right.
All right. What advice would you give your younger self now, having been in the business for a little while?
You know, be careful who you trust, and above all, you know, honor the people that have helped you along the way. I think it's such a crazy world we live in, and it's hard to find, you know, the really truthful outlets. But you know, the people that are involved in you and truly care about your well-being and your career and all that stuff, they're the ones that are really going to help you along the way. So that's, yeah.
That's a big advice, but that's a good one. So we're talking to you today for a couple of reasons. One, to talk about your new album, but two, you're going to be performing in Petoskey in, what, 2 weeks at Crooked Tree Arts Center.
Yes, I am. That Monday night, August 2nd, we're going to be down there at the Crooked Tree Arts Center, and, man, we came up there last year. We didn't get to do the Crooked Tree last year, but we played around the city last year. And, gosh, what an amazingly beautiful part of the country that I didn't even know was there, number one. But the people are just incredible music lovers. They showed up, you know, and just ready to go. So I'm hoping, you know, on the second, we'll get to meet a bunch of new friends and maybe see some old friends from last year.
I I certainly hope so for you, because what I've heard, I absolutely love. So I think it's going to be a great show. Where can people follow you and find your music?
Sure. Well, number one website, joshmartinofficial.com. You'll find links to everything from my music to my socials on there. But if you're a Facebook fan, facebook.com/joshmartinofficial. I'm on Instagram at Real Josh Martin, and that's about as far as I like to dive into the social media world, but I will keep you up to date on that.
All right, Josh, we're gonna play one more song off Nothing Holding Me. I'm going to let you pick. I picked out These Walls Talk or Longview. Of those two songs, what's your favorite, and then tell us why.
Oh, you better play Longview, because that song is so cool. You know, that was another song that it's got a little bit of history tied into it with how the Hillbilly Highway worked back in the, you know, way back when. It also came right back around, and a lot of my friends, you know, they had to pack up and leave Eastern Kentucky to find work and find jobs, but they always find themselves back in some similar circumstances that they just can't run from. So Longview is the representation of that that right there. So, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for taking time out to talk to us. We certainly appreciate it. Mark your calendar, Monday, August 2nd, Crooked Tree Arts Center in Petoskey, 8 p.m. His latest album called Nothing Holding Me. This is Longview. It's Josh Martin on Big Country 102.9.